Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Well, we didn't really get into it too much yesterday because, of course, we wanted to get to as many of your phone calls, as many of your messages as we possibly could. Well, we typically like to do that every day anyway. In fact, we've got the phone lines open for you right now. If you want to be heard all across Montana, give us a ring, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. But I mentioned briefly, was it on air or was it off air? I was BSing with Congressman Zinke yesterday when he joined us for our radio town hall. We did a radio town hall meeting, if you missed it, with Montana's Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke, former Trump Interior Secretary. And yeah, we were talking about the Flathead, and of course he lives in Whitefish, and I'm in Kalispell now. If you didn't pick up on that reference there, I've been doing the show from the Flathead for quite some time now. It's been a ton of fun. But the show is called Montana Talks for a reason. So that's why we cover a lot of ground, whether we're covering issues in Billings or Bozeman or all the way out there with our friends in Glendive. Doesn't matter where we're at. We like to do the show from all over the state. But we were talking about how I got the opportunity to do a tour of the Flathead County Detention Facility, of the jail in Kalispell. And look, everybody needs an expanded jail here in Montana, right? You've got, Cascade County, Sheriff Jesse Slaughter, we've talked with him. Their jail's been at capacity. Yellowstone County, they expanded their jail a few years ago. What happened? It filled right up. And then they needed to add more jail space, and now they're doing some creative things with the city. In fact, Jennifer Owen, who's running for mayor, has been a very key voice in getting the city of Billings to step up and support Yellowstone County when it comes to putting more of these offenders behind bars so they're not out there on the streets causing more crime and more problems, or thinking they can get away with it so then they commit even worse crimes, right? Well, so anyway, but you talk about it. It's a challenge all across the state of Montana. They just need more jail space. This comes with growth. With growth, you need more infrastructure. And when we say infrastructure, that's not just roads and street lights and sewer lines. It's schools. And yes, it's jail space as well. But anyway, I thought I'd start the show here this hour by just giving some initial reactions to touring the inside of the jail in Kalispell, because, man, I tell you what, you can argue back and forth about, well, what's needed, what isn't needed, and what do we do and when do we do it? But I tell you what, if you go through and you see that facility, you will come out of there and say, my goodness, a new jail. In Flathead County is desperately needed. But I tell you what, with what they've got to work with, it's so incredible, the job being done by those detention officers. And a big thanks to Commander Root, who gave me the tour the other day. But I'll talk a little bit about that coming up right after this. Plus, we've got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970.
It's October 22nd, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Caps Lock Day, which first came to pass in 2000 when Derek Arnold of Iowa created the day as a way to poke fun at people who use this typing style, which means you're shouting. By the way, this script is typed in caps, so hey, Arnold, I'm not shouting. 1764, Princeton University in New Jersey received its charter. It was the British North America's fourth college devoted to the education of young men. It became co-ed in 1969. Two Princeton grads served as U.S. presidents, James Madison, class of 1771, and Woodrow Wilson, class of 1879. Dying on this day in 1992, American actor and the star of the 1974 comedy Blazing Saddles, Cleavon Little.
I hereby assume the duties of the office of sheriff in and for the township of Rockridge.
I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Well, I don't even know if the Schumer shutdown will be over yet and with the federal government will be open yet or not. But in less than a week, we will be broadcasting live from our nation's capital. Sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Montana. We're going to be doing a live show from Washington, D.C. right during Montana Coffee. So if you're going to be out there, you can come join us. We'll have the delegation on and more. In the meantime, we'll have the phone lines open for you right here with Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
Hi, I'm a...
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, I definitely want to give you kind of my initial impressions or just what my last, I guess it would be lasting impressions, kind of what is standing out to me after getting a chance to walk through the jail in Kalispell, especially, you know, all this as this is actually on your municipal ballot election here this November. It's an all mail-in November 4th a general election. So you've got, you know, city elections, elections for mayor, city council members, et cetera. But there is also a question where the voters in Flathead County get to decide whether or not they want a green light in expansion of the jail and building a brand new jail, building a brand new detention facility. All I can tell you is one is desperately needed, and it's not going to get any cheaper. The longer, look at building costs for any project here in Montana. The longer you wait, the more expensive those projects are going to be. And as you know, our friends in Yellowstone County would tell you, as Sheriff Slaughter in Cascade would tell you, you do not want to get behind on a jail problem because what ends up happening is you end up getting a stack of criminal cases, and these criminals are just out there walking the streets instead. And then the crimes start to escalate because they start to realize, like, oh, well, I can get away with this crime. Maybe I can get away with that crime now. But I also, I posted a story on our Montana Talks website. Off-year elections are incredibly important. This is where many of you elect your city leaders, your school board members. And yet these can be the toughest elections to get folks excited about. People just don't turn out for these types of elections. And I posted a story on Montana Talks website yesterday. I'll tell you what, if you live in Billings or Kalispell, there are a couple of powerhouse women running for mayor of two of Montana's biggest cities right now. And so anyway, it's a story that I posted highlighting what I believe are two strong women stepping up to run for mayor. You've got Jennifer Owen running for mayor of Billings. She is backed by the Yellowstone County Republicans. I've known Jennifer Owen for quite some time now. She's tough. She's smart. She's got a positive vision for Billings, especially when it comes to backing business. And like I said, she's endorsed by the Yellowstone County Republicans. And then I recently had coffee with Kisa Davison, a prominent businesswoman in the Flathead Valley. She's got her own home building construction business. Her family also has the SBG gyms across Montana. I'll tell you what, she is sharp. If you heard her on the show, she called into the show one day. She also joined us down at Northwest Parts and Equipment when we had open microphones. She is sharp, and she's also endorsed by the Flathead Republicans. And from my standpoint, these two mayoral races are very important. Billings is Montana's largest city. I use air quotes around city, of course. And while Yellowstone County is seeing tremendous growth, Billings proper has struggled under a left-leaning city government. The Flathead Valley, meanwhile, is a Montana common-sense conservative stronghold. So, of course, the radical left would love nothing more than to capture City Hall and use it as a bully pulpit for Missoula-style policies. And, oh, by the way, they're using a libertarian candidate who snubbed his nose at President Trump to try to be a spoiler in the race for mayor in Kalispell. And then I concluded by saying this. Unless you want to pay Missoula-style taxes and suffer under Missoula-style policies in Billings and Kalispell, now is your chance to support these two women stepping up to lead. Anyway, I get into that story because we've got Jim in Billings on the phone lines who wants to weigh in on the mayor's race. Jim, what's your thoughts? Who are you backing?
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the call.
Awesome. Well, you know, I didn't know anything about the mayor candidate. And I wanted to get, you know, I wanted to hear what you had to say about him. And that's the first I heard about Jennifer Owen. And who is the other lady that you were speaking about?
Well, so Jennifer Owen is running for mayor. She's a Republican-endorsed mayoral candidate and endorsed by many other groups, too, by the way, for Billings. And then Keisa Davison is the Republican-endorsed candidate for mayor in Kalispell as well.
Yeah, I think it's so important to get their names out there. You know, I mean, I catch your radio station every now and then and, you know, try to, you know, get some insight to who these candidates are because just how important it is to, you know, get the right people in these seats, you know, and get the garbage out. And, you know, and I mean, we're a conservative city, you know, we're a conservative state. And if we don't know, and if we're not putting our, you know, ballots in, you know, we're just going to get, you know, taken to the bank on this stuff. So,
see, I wish you were calling in, Jim. I wish you were calling in telling me how sick of hearing the candidates' names you were. I wish there were so many radio ads and TV ads and flyers in your mailbox that you were sick of hearing who the candidates are for mayor and for city council. Because it's just how are people supposed to know? I mean, the Republicans have made endorsements. We've had Jennifer Owen on the show before, but people have to hear a continuous message over and over again because you're busy. You got kids, you got work, you got hunting season and everything else, right?
Darn right. Yeah, you're darn right. You know, and everybody can put a flyer together. Everybody can put their, you know, wonderful words on a flyer, you know, we're for this, we're for that. They can make it, you know, a red color to make it look like they're, you know, a conservative-leaning, you know, candidate. And then, bam, and they get in that seat and, you know, and what do you get?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we see that all the time, especially with these fake, phony, so-called moderates, Democrats here in the state. Well, Jim, if you can, Jim, stick with us through the next break because I want to hear what are you looking for in a mayor of a Billings, Montana? So if you can, stick around. We'll come back to you after this.
Fox Sports Update.
And now it's time to recognize your 2025 NBA champion, Oklahoma City Thunder.
The seasons are changing. The NBA is back. Two games last night. The first one in the same place that last season ended, at Paycom Center in Oklahoma City, with the finals MVP.
Now, welcome to Center Court, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
OKC, how we doing tonight? We good? On behalf of the organization, myself, my teammates, we just want to say thank you guys. You guys have been amazing. Since the moment we stepped here, the love has been unconditional. From when we're losing by 40 to winning by 40, you guys never wavered. And for that, we will never forget you guys. This ring is just as much ours as it is yours, and we love you guys. OKC, let's do it.
Last season's NBA Finals MVP Shea Gilgeous-Alexander addressed the crowd and then went out and scored a team-high 35 points in the first game of the season. The Thunder and the Rockets went to overtime, then double overtime. First time in 20 years an NBA opening night game needed two overtimes. Three players fouled out, including Kevin Durant in his Rockets debut. Durant fouled Shea Gilgeous-Alexander with 2.3 seconds left. SGA then made two free throws, and the Thunder won the game by 1 point, 125-124. Chet Holmgren added 28 points for the reigning champs. Durant scored 23 in his Rockets debut. Houston got 39 points and 11 rebounds from Alperen Şengün. Second game on opening night saw the Warriors beat the Lakers in Los Angeles 119-109. Jimmy Butler led Golden State with 31 points. Steph Curry scored 23. The Warriors withstood 43 points from Luka Doncic, who just missed a triple-double with 12 rebounds and 9 assists. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com. Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, big thanks to Jim and Billings for calling in. Yeah, I checked in with him a little bit more during the break to see if he was, you know, able to stick around with us. And he's got to run, get back to work, et cetera. But first-time caller. He said, hey, Aaron, first-time caller. That was great. Thanks thanks for making that easy. But, no, Jim, you did a great job. You'll have to call in more often. But it was fun to check in with Jim during the break, even though he had to run back to work. So, because I was trying to ask him, I said, so what are you looking for in a mayor of Billings? Because it's hard for folks, you know, you know, these municipal elections just don't get as much attention as, say, a Senate race or a congressional race or a presidential campaign and things like that. So what are you looking for? And he says, you know, I'm looking for safety. I'm looking for law enforcement, support for law enforcement, police, and, you know, stronger school system as well in general. And then taxes. Taxes are always just a major concern, especially as property values have gone up. But I think overall what he was also saying, and he communicated this too, he says, I'm just looking for a conservative Billings leadership. And I think that's what's been lacking in Montana's largest town or city, if that's what you want to call it, is that Yellowstone County is rocking and rolling, right? You know, strong growth in Yellowstone County. But you look at Billings proper, and we've talked with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal about this on a number of occasions. Billings proper is not seeing that much growth, frankly. And the downtown has struggled, frankly. It's the growth in Yellowstone County. When people say, oh, well, Billings is this and Billings is that, what they really mean is Yellowstone County is this and Yellowstone County is that. And you look at the most recent elections here in Montana. It is Flathead and it is Yellowstone County that frankly are in the rural parts that are driving the political conversation, frankly, in this state right now. That have helped save America, if that's how you want to look at it. Ravalli, of course, with some strong returns here, but Flathead, strong conservative bastion of Flathead. Yellowstone County, Steve Daines beat Steve Bullock, who was the sitting Democrat governor at the time, by 16 points, I think it was, in Yellowstone County. Tim Sheehy walloped flip-flop flat top. By double digits in Yellowstone County. And the city leadership does not reflect that. You've had either, you know, kind of meh leadership in Billings or a left-leaning city government because of, you know, a left-wing mob that has typically had the majority on the city council. Now, the challenge in both Billings and Kalispell when it comes to a mayoral race is that the mayor's seat is really more of a symbolic. I mean, they have a vote like everybody else has a vote. Now, somebody correct me if I'm wrong here. But as I understand it, like basically they both have a vote just like the city council members have a vote. So it's really more of a symbolic position more than anything. But that's exactly why the left wants to have power over these symbolic positions, to push a narrative, to push their agenda. Why do you think the Democrats are getting so crafty with the mayoral elections in Kalispell right now? They have a far left Democrat candidate running for mayor, hoping that their side consolidates around him. And then they're helping to prop up this so-called libertarian candidate. Which, by the way, when illegal immigration is one of the biggest problems that you've got in the Flathead Valley and in the Kalispell area, why would you want one of these open borders libs, one of these open borders libertarians leading your city? If illegal immigration is one of your big problems, why would you want an open borders libertarian? Yeah, anyway, plus, this is also the libertarian, I think Zinke kind of hinted at this yesterday, who basically thumbed his, basically gave the middle finger to President Donald J. Trump during the 2024 elections last year. same libertarian who ran against strong conservatives like State Senator John Fuller in Kalispell. And now the Democrats are basically propping this guy up to try to be a spoiler in the mayor's race in Kalispell to take away votes from Kesa Davison. And why would Democrats do this? Because they know that if they can get a bully pulpit, even though the mayor position is not that powerful position in Kalispell, but if they can use that as a bully pulpit to push their radical left agenda and get their talking points out there, they can try to use it to try to push Flathead County as a whole to the left. And again, if you want to suffer under Missoula-style policies, if you want to suffer under Missoula-style tax hikes, by all means, vote for the open borders libertarian. Vote for the Democrat in that race. Or you can vote for a strong businesswoman like Kesa Davison. And then back to Billings here for a second. I know I said I was going to start with the jail, but this is why your phone calls really drive the conversation on this show. And then let's go back to Billings. This is what the Democrats have done. They get these, Billings Chamber of Commerce style leaders. And why does the Billings Chamber of Commerce get so much of our taxpayer dollars to subsidize their stuff anyway to begin with? That's another story in itself. But they prop up these Billings Chamber of Commerce folks to push a tax hike agenda, to push a more government spending agenda. And yet, what's happening with the city of Billings? It's basically kind of staying, while the rest of the county is going gangbusters. You've got an opportunity now to get a real leader like Jennifer Owen. Now, I know her way back in the day. She worked for Senator Conrad Burns. She was one of the smartest legislative staffers on Conrad Burns' staff back in the day. And if Conrad Burns did anything, he took care of Yellowstone County. And then, and by the way, she suffered tremendous personal loss. At a young age, her husband died from cancer, and she fought through that personal loss. And then she headed up the Head Start program in Billings. She is an outside-the-box conservative who can tackle a myriad of issues and can reach out to different types of groups. And by the way, she's tackling the public safety and the crime issue, back to what Jim and Billings called in about here. And when they talked about creating a short-term detention facility, while Yellowstone County eventually has conversations about expanding their jail, she says, well, why don't we have a temporary solution right now? We don't need the Taj Mahal. We just need some place to put these inmates temporarily, the short-term holds. And so she says, hey, the city of Billings can step up. The city of Billings should step up because a lot of these criminals are in the city of Billings. So let's step up and help the county with this. And she helped make that happen. And then meanwhile, you've got the Democrats endorsing and propping up the Billings Chamber's hand-picked candidate. Nice guy, runs a nice business. He's made a lot of money off of the people of Billings. Good for him. But again, it's another meh leader for the city of Billings, when the city of Billings could actually have like a real dynamic leader and really come up with some innovative approaches to the challenges facing Montana's largest town. Anyway, that's my rant on the mayoral elections. Let's get into the phone calls, and I'll talk more about the jail tour that I did of the Kalispell jail. The two main things I will say about the jail. And then, Caden, send Travis in Billings down the phone lines. We'll get to Travis first here in a second. I think Travis was first to call in. The two things that stand out to me from touring the jail in Kalispell, as a military guy, as an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran, I felt so claustrophobic inside there. I felt like I did not have a good sense of security. Not meaning that, like, they have incredible folks working there. I feel like they have incredible men and women running that jail. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, okay, if you're a military veteran, when you sit at a cafe for breakfast, what do you want to do? You want to have your back to a wall, and you want to see the room, and you want to see the door. You want to see everybody who's coming and going, right? That jail is so crowded, so cramped. They've had to piecemeal it together over the years. you can't see everything. You can't see all these inmates and what they're doing. I mean, you can with cameras, and it is a series of corridors. It is a series of different rooms that have been mishmashed together. And then you got the crazy guy down the hall screaming, F-bomb, And again, because Bullock and the Democrats decimated mental health services in Montana, and we got all these crazy people running the streets, now they have to deal with the crazy guy. And so an entire room that could be used to house several jail inmates now has to be dedicated to the crazy guy down the hall. I feel so much for these detention officers and the sheriff trying to run this facility with what they got right now. The new jail is so desperately needed. All right, let me go to Travis in Billings. Travis, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning to you, Aaron. Really appreciate your commentary about the political scene around the mayoral race in Yellowstone County / Billings. I just feel like through about a decade of observation here that Yellowstone County is often a microcosm of the things that are going on a national scale, and taxpayer-funded NGOs with zero accountability that coalesce around each other to protect their paychecks are big issues in this mayoral race. And I heartily endorse Jennifer Owen. I also know her personally. She is about oversight and accountability, and she's going to get the flow flipped back around where it should be, you know, the taxpayer having some ROI on their dollars.
Wow, that was a great overview right there. I couldn't have said it better myself, and you perfectly timed it as we head into the next break here. So, Travis, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you.
Thanks for all you do, Aaron. Bye.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, quick break, and then we've got Lori in Billings, plus Brad Molnar on the phone lines weighing in on the city council races as well. So stand by.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. I'll talk more about the jail here in Kalispell eventually after a wonderful tour. And big thank you out to Commander Jenny Root. Commander Jenny Root had a chance. She gave me the tour, and you could just tell she's got great rapport with her detention officers, but even great rapport with the jail inmates, which is important, right? Right? It was just kind of fun walking around with her, and we'd pass a jail cell, and then there'd be some guy behind the window, and he's like, "Hey, Jenny, Commander Root, come and talk to me. Come and talk to me. Okay, I'll talk to you in a second here. Mike, just stand by just a second here." Anyway, we'll talk more about that here in a second. But first, let's get right into your phone calls talking about the big municipal elections in really two important strongholds of Billings and Kalispell in particular. Real quick on Kalispell, and I think the same thing applies here for the Billings mayoral race as well. Because I was making the point how the mayor is more of a symbolic position in places like Billings and Kalispell, but it is symbolically very important. And they still carry a vote, just like, you know, members of the city council carry a vote. Sam in Kalispell sent us a message on the Montana Talks app and says this: "The mayor may not be a strong form mayor role in Kalispell, but the mayor does run the meeting, makes appointment suggestions, and can set the tone on the agenda." Yes, Sam, totally agree. By the way, Sam, you should call in because I think our listeners would really love to hear more of your insights on these city council elections, municipal elections, in the Flathead in particular. Let's go back to Lori in Billings on the phone lines. Lori, what's your thoughts? Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Aaron. So, yes, good comment by Sam there. Gives a little bit more perspective of, I think, probably what our Billings mayor does also, and why they're important. But on Jennifer Owen, I just want to say, I've seen several of her commercials. I've only seen a couple of from one of the guys, and just then a couple of mailers from the two guys, which other than that, I haven't heard much about. I had actually decided to not vote for Jennifer, and I'll tell you why. And so this is good, the things that are being said this morning endorsing her, because all I knew about her was the commercial, and I've seen it several times, and it's like every commercial cycle kind of thing. And I'm thinking, wow, it doesn't say anything. It's like, if they'll excuse this, sorry, Jennifer, an Obama-type commercial, hope and change, with no real meat to it, because all her commercial does is, you know, I'm going to bring a new kind of leadership, and Billings has this potential. And it's like, okay, but that doesn't tell me anything. You know, it doesn't tell me anything about her. It doesn't tell me anything about what she's done.
So you don't like her ass, so who are you going to vote for?
Well, I was thinking about the guy Mike, who's over my ward or whatever anyway. But now I'm thinking about Jennifer. But I'm just saying that it would help a lot if her commercials actually spoke more about her and what her strengths are versus just this generic, yep, I'm going to be a good leader.
Yeah, I guess, I can see that on an ad, although sometimes what appeals to us as, because I know you're somebody who is in the know, you're in the news every day, you get this stuff, whereas candidates have to appeal to really this broader, wider spectrum, and so that's why some of these campaign commercials might be a little fluffy for you and I, but they're reaching, you know, more of those suburban voters that are just that are going off of feeling or general reactions. One thing I should add, Lori, is so Mike Nelson, again, nice guy, runs a good business. Not going to, you know, say anything about that. But he was the founder of the DEI program at the Billings Chamber. And so I know that was something that got exposed here recently. So that's who the Chamber of Commerce is propping up is Mr. DEI guy.
Well, and that's just it too. As you talked about on your show before, and I haven't heard a lot lately because of work obligations. But the fact that there isn't anything that says are they Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, which gives you kind of a foundation of hopefully beliefs and practices that tell you kind of a starting point, and then you go from there on what they've done individually then, but we're not getting that either.
Yeah, so, wouldn't it be nice if these candidates could identify with a party and be vetted by a party through a primary process? It sure would give the voters more information, wouldn't it? But yet the Democrats don't want to allow that because, see, they want to take over city councils. They want to take over mayor positions and then use those as a perch to cause more chaos, and then to also build up a farm team for fake, phony candidates down the road. Lori, great to hear from you. Appreciate your phone call. Go ahead. I think next up we've got Brad Molnar, I think, was next up in line. So Caden will send Brad Molnar our direction next. And then it looks like we've got, I think, the president of the Kalispell City Council on the phone line. So looking forward to hearing from him as well. Brad Molnar.
Hello.
Yeah, Brad, go ahead. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I wanted to chime in a little bit on local races. You're talking a lot about that. For city councilman in Billings, even though he wouldn't be my city councilman, we have Tony O'Donnell winning. He's a former public service commissioner. I just wanted to share a quick story so people understand the quality of man that he would be on the council, if that's okay.
Go for it.
Okay, so back when he was on the commission, and of course I had been... And I really wasn't planning on running again, but I kept up. And there was a pretty good question that came up to me on a rate case that he was doing. And he was staying home because he'd had a knee operation. He got infected. His wife was taking care of him. And so he was attending, you know, remotely. And I went over and I said, here's the question that I have on the rate case. And I'm thinking about writing about this from the column in the paper. But I need more information, so I gave him the question. He's sitting there. He picks up this book, which was the evidence of the for the rate case. He opens it up almost to the page, and this thing is thicker than a New York phone book. And he says, "Here it is." Well, I'm leafing through it. Down every margin of every page were notes. Things were highlighted in yellow. He had legal pad papers stuck in with his questions and answers. He was the most prepared commissioner on that rate case of any other issue. He studies, he knows, and he speaks. People listen because they know he studied it. It's not going to be an opinion. And I think that would be of vital importance to our people in Billings to have that kind of man on the city council.
Especially on a city council where you really get into the minutia of zoning and development and this and that. And he is one hard worker.
Yeah, you bet.
He is one hard worker. When we lived on Granger Avenue, I think every house on the street had a Tony O'Donnell sign in the yard because he's such a hard worker. He's like, I think he had the Tony the Tiger campaign signs because he just gets out and gets after it. You know? Well, Brad, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. And if people are wondering, a while back I did a story on our Montana Talks website, the Yellowstone County Republicans. You can probably just go to their website and see it, by the way. They came out with an endorsement. They're endorsing Jennifer Owen for mayor. They also endorsed several candidates for city council, David Redman, Dennis Pittman, T.J. Rogers, Dan Tidswell, and Tony O'Donnell. But if you, do a search on your web browser, Montana Talks, Billings City Council endorsements, that story should easily pull up for you. You should very easily be able to find that one. Caden, go ahead and send us Chad in Kalispell next if you can. I think Chad is I'm assuming it's Chad Graham, the president of the Kalispell City Council. We'll get to Chad next here. Oh, yeah, here we go. Chad is inbound right now. I'm assuming this is Chad Graham, the council president. Chad, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. How you doing today?
Hey, great. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Just getting ready to head to work here. So I've been listening to your conversation this morning about the municipal election here in Kalispell. One of the things I wanted to agree with you with is that you said that the mayoral races, as important as they are It's a position. They do carry a lot of power with them as far as appointments, and they vote with the council, especially when it comes, tiebreakers and stuff. The thing is, I support Kisa. I already voted for her. She needs a council that she can work with. If Kisa has, the vision that she wants to move forward with Kalispell, she needs those council members that are going to go through and support that. That's where the big push.
Great point. Because the city staff has so much power, and so without a council to back up the mayor, how do you get your agenda across the finish line, I think is what you're saying. Hold that thought. We'll come back to you after the break.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I think Virginia is a blue state because 90% of Northern Virginia are all people in the bureaucracy that work in Washington, D.C. In New Jersey, Jack Cittarelli, Donald Trump did weigh in on this, taking to Truth Social, touting that Cittarelli is doing very well in the polls, urged his supporters in the Garden State to go vote for Jack Cittarelli. He will not let you down. And I do know that there are national Republicans. Now, I will tell you that behind the scenes, panic has set in both New Jersey and the Commonwealth of Virginia. And the Democratic DNC, they are pouring millions of dollars into both races in the final weeks of this campaign because they are on ropes. They see the polling and they know it's much closer than it should be.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
There's a reason I'm so proud of our partnership with Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, because they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk when it comes to supporting our vets. It's a veteran-owned company. This month, Pure Talk is choosing to support Canines for Warriors. Now, this is an incredible organization that rescues and trains dogs, pairs them with veterans that are struggling, for example, with PTSD. Canines for Warriors gives these heroes a purpose. It gives them companionship and healing. That's exactly why Pure Talk, a veteran-led company, supports them. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Remember, you're going to get unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, $25 a month. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You get the exact same service as the big carriers, same cell tower, same 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and make the switch. #250, keyword save now, switch today to America's wireless company, Pure Talk. Talk.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Head Counsel.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, great to catch up here with Chad in Kalispell. Just so happens to be Chad Graham, the president of the Kalispell City Council. Chad, you know, you and I were just talking during the break, you know, about how, look, the mayoral seat may be a little bit more symbolic, but symbolism is very important, right? But there are some key powers, and there is a vote on the city council. But, you know, I love this point you're making about how, look, if you don't elect a good city council to back up a good mayor, then what have you got? Because the council could direct the city staff, and then the city staff has all the power. I understand you're backing Kesa Davison and this this Hunter guy who is running for mayor. When I read what this guy has to say, he really reminds me of the commie Mamdani in New York City.
Well... Possibly. I mean, I've sat, you know, one down from Ryan for 6 years, and he's a great guy. I get along with him and everything. And you know, that's all to say that his policies are not what Kalispell needs. I don't think it's what any city needs, to tell you the truth, but his policies are not what Kalispell needs. And for a majority of his term on council, he really hasn't gotten anywhere with his policies with the current council. And it's because the current council looks at them as bad policies. Like, one of the things he just said that he wants to do is he wants to go and put in and ask for a levy for, you know, bike paths, sidewalks, bike lanes, whatnot, and stuff. But the thing is we're already grappling with high property taxes. So I don't know where the disconnect with that example is. And to put it bluntly, he just should never have the mayor's gavel.
Yeah, it sounds like he's promising all this so-called free stuff and, you know, some feel-good things to some younger folks out there, kind of like Mamdani. Oh, free, you know, cheap groceries. And, oh, yeah, there's going to be a cost for that. Yeah, nothing is free. There's going to be a major cost. And you're right. People are already getting hammered by property taxes. And then you get some big spender in there. It could, that's why I say you could have Missoula-style taxes, Missoula-style policies if things don't go the right way. Chad, thanks so much for calling in. You'll have to call in again. That was great. Greatly appreciated. I got to sneak in another caller here before we run out of time, but we'll have the phone lines open for the entire 9 o'clock hour of the show today as well. Caden, go ahead and send us Frank in Evergreen next. It looks like he wants to weigh in on the Kalispell jail, on the jail in Flathead County as well. Frank, what's your thoughts on the jail?
Well, basement, did you take a tour down there?
You know, she was going to let me go down to the basement, but I was like, I forget what they have down in the basement. I was like, you know, I don't need to see that. Why? What's in the basement? What did I miss?
Well, they got the shooting ranges. They got civil defense shelters. My gosh, you know, there's a lot of space to put these mental patients. And, you know, when you look back at the early days of Montana, when Warm Springs was first built, Mr. Mitchell built it, designed it, and my God, they had these catacombs, the tunnels, all through the community there on the campus, and with they were dark and damp, and there would be shackles, and you could see little scratch marks of how many days they were there.
All right. Well, that might have worked in the 1800s or the early 1900s, but you know, it's not going to fly today. As much as I know you'd probably have some fun throwing that idea out there, all in good fun, but for serious conversations, people are having a serious conversation about what needs to be done with this jail right now. And, yeah, shooting ranges, those types of things are needed for law enforcement officers, not just detention officers, but for sheriff's deputies and things like that. But, yeah, I can guarantee you if any of, especially our fellow military veterans, if you did a tour of the jail in Kalispell, you would walk away saying, yeah, something's got to be done here. I've been to jails and I've been to prisons where you can look out and you can see all the inmates pretty much in one shot. They call it the fishbowl. That's what they're working to build. It's a lot more secure. It's a lot more efficient. And they'll be able to get more inmates in there as well. So you can get these criminals off the streets instead of just running rampant.
From the
great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Smokey the Bear.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.